Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. Please make sure to hit follow. Here's what's happening today, Tuesday, the 8th of June. First, multiple major international websites, including the British government's main .gov site, PayPal, Reddit and media outlets were hit with a massive outage on Tuesday. The Evening Standard, New York Times and Le Monde were among those that also went down late morning, London time. Users trying to log on were greeted with a 503 error message and what appeared to be a worldwide internet problem. Massive outage was being linked to a fault with US-based content delivery service Fastly, which says it's investigating the cause. Next, Apple announced a range of new updates at the Worldwide Developers Conference event, including a new private relay feature. This feature is designed to obscure a user's web browsing behavior from internet service providers and advertisers by stripping out IP addresses, but it won't be available in China for what's been described as regulatory reasons. The decision to withhold the feature in China is the latest in a string of compromises the company has made on privacy in the country. 3 years ago, Apple moved the digital keys used to lock Chinese users' iCloud data, allowing authorities to work through domestic courts to gain access to the information through the communist country's vast surveillance dragnet. Meanwhile, Apple also announced that you might soon be able to block those late-night emails from the boss. The feature is among a series of upcoming iOS updates that will allow users to set work or home modes, letting them limit notifications to prevent burnout. Apple is also tweaking some of its apps and services to take on the likes of Zoom and Microsoft Teams with FaceTime to allow calls with multiple participants. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark will be on Blue Origin's first human spaceflight. New Shepard, a six-berth capsule, will also include one lucky auction winner. According to Blue Origin's website, the company plans to launch its passengers more than 62 miles above the Earth's surface, allowing them to experience microgravity before returning to Earth under parachutes. The scheduled launch for the Bezos Bros takes place on the anniversary of the Apollo moon landing. That's July the 20th. Next, an update on that Colonial Pipeline cybercriminal crypto hack. Investigators say most of the $4.4 million ransom paid to a cybercriminal gang has been recovered when adjusted for the recent crypto crash. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says investigators had found and recaptured 63.7 bitcoins worth $2.3 million, which had been worth nearer to the $4.4 billion paid out before the cryptocurrency's value tumbled recently. The culprits behind the attack are unknown, but the finger has been pointed at Russian hackers, while the DOJ is staying vague about how it pulled off the daring counter heist. Now the FBI has the hackers' wallet key, allowing them to move funds. We'll be back in just a moment. Please do hit follow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Next, research suggests artificial intelligence software that scans for heightened blood vessel inflammation could calculate someone's risk of death from coronavirus and its variants. By using routine chest CT scans, researchers from the University of Oxford have developed a COVID-19 signature using machine learning. It detects biological red flags in the fat surrounding blood cells in the chest to measure the level of inflammation in people infected with the virus. The British Heart Foundation says the technology could be used to tailor treatment and give people the best chance of recovery. Scientists say they have recovered tiny multicellular animals called Bedelloid rotifers from permafrost. Despite being microscopic, they're tough creatures capable of surviving through drying, freezing, starvation, and low oxygen. But they appear to have the ability to survive, seemingly indefinitely, in a state of suspended animation. Previous research suggests rotifers could survive up to 10 years when frozen, but researchers in a new study used radiocarbon dating, determining that these rotifers were about 24,000 years old. Once thawed, the tiny creatures were said to be able to produce in a clonal process known as parthenogenesis. And finally, it's a big one. Scientists in Australia say they've found evidence of the biggest ever beast to have lived on the continent. A new species of dinosaur called Australotitan cooperensis, or the Southern Titan, would have been 21 feet tall and nearly 100 feet long. The beast was a type of sauropod, which is a huge vegetarian with a small head and very long neck. The skeleton was discovered on a farm in southwest Queensland that lived about 96 million years ago. You are up to date. We're back on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Please do hit follow and come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast with David Marsland for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.